Good afternoon and welcome to the third episode of the Filipino Free Thinkers podcast. Now, the topic for this afternoon's podcast is Pepeng and Ondoy, the recent typhoons that hit the Philippines really hard. And first of all, we're going to talk about how it affected us personally. Let's start with me. Our house was, we live in Cainta, Rizal, so that already says a lot. The water level rose to 6 feet inside our house. Thank God we had a second floor and electricity to keep us entertained. Unfortunately, we didn't have Facebook, but there's enough time to write about that after. So, two of our cars were totaled. One of them is in the process of resurrecting. Hopefully, on the third day, it will be fully functional. A lot of appliances were ruined, furniture. And what's interesting about our house is there were believers and non-believers in it. So, no matter how much we believed or didn't believe, it sucked all the same. And I'm gonna let the other guys tell you about how it affected them. Here's Tim.
Hello, this will be my very first podcast ever. I live in Kalentong, so our house is pretty close to a river, so that it should also give you an idea of how bad it was. The water levels rose around 8 to 9 feet in front of our house. I would know because our gate is 7 feet, and it passed around 7 p.m. We could clearly see that the gate was fully submerged. Both of our house was elevated by 5 feet, so there was only 5 feet of water inside. We tried to bring up everything we could, which included the dogs. The funny thing is, the cats were a lot less of a hassle since the minute we opened their cages, they ran for the trees.
I can jump.
Sometimes I envy them. Then I realize they cough up hairballs. Okay. Well, I'm not sure how my mom's a devout Christian. I'm not sure how it affected her, but in my case, I wasn't really praying. I didn't really care if anybody was praying because I was too damn busy trying not to drown while carrying all of our expensive appliances up to the second floor. You can't do much when your hands are clasped together, that's for sure.
Amen.
Well, both of our cars drowned, and apparently after a week of resuscitating and rehab, we managed to necro both of them. I mean necro, in the sense that the only things that are running are their engines. The power windows, the air cons, everything's shot, but at the very least, they can still move. And they will be moving to the shop in a few weeks' time. Well, I'm not really sure. Well, I'm not too sure about I'm not too sure about Ondoy, but to be honest, after hearing what happened with Pepeng in Northern Luzon, I can't shake the feeling that we were lucky. Not in the sense that God and all. Not in the sense it was religious lucky, but more we were... No. Well, I'll find a better way to phrase this sooner or later.
Okay.
Well, as I've heard and seen what Ondoy and Pepeng did... Well, at first, I gave them a one-finger salute. Okay, let me narrate what I've actually experienced when Ondoy was showering us for about 9 hours. Okay, I was in a seminar that Saturday morning, and it was raining so hard that most of us were afraid to get out of the building. At lunchtime, around 12:30, we went out from the building, well, a school building, somewhere in Magallanes, and we saw waist-high floods on the South Superhighway. so many cars and buses stop. No movement until around 1:30 when the waters receded. After lunch, we decided to leave and head for Bel Air. Still, Magallanes was flooded. And I was also worried about the people living in low-lying places. And my God, I believe that there are a lot of prayerful people out there. Well, they were praying, hoping for a miracle, but the only miracle that I saw was the human response to the disaster. Well, during and after the disaster, when the old man upstairs didn't answer, the Filipinos answered. And when I went to Camp Aguinaldo, seeing a lot of Air Force helicopters flying in and flying out, I was moved to tears seeing the human response to the disaster.
Okay, hello, I'm Frank. While Ondoy was killing people, I was stuck at the airport, no idea what happened. Thousands of people were lying on the floor, and while people were trying to save themselves, carrying things to the second floor, swimming for their lives, I was pretty annoyed that there were no taxis. No idea what happened. Made my way home, no idea there was a storm, little bit of drizzle on my way home. The next day was a Sunday, I came to Shang for the meetup, and there was no one here. Syempre kasi at home, we had no internet, no way of checking if the meetup was cancelled. There were no people here, so it was a pretty annoying weekend. Made my way home, bored the entire day, no internet, unknowing that a block away from our house, the asphalt was peeled off the road. A few houses down, people were flooded up to their cars. And if you saw that video on YouTube where there was a car sinking to the bottom of the construction pit, that was one block from our house. And all the time, I had no idea what was going on. Ondoy was... when I finally found out what happened, it kind of hit me that because things were happening so close to home, that is, near civilization and not far out in the country, people reacted strongly and they started helping each other. But after Ondoy, when Pepeng didn't hit Metro Manila hardly enough, and out in the country, people were still dying. But you see that the volunteer drive or the donations have started slowing down, because they're not really hitting close to home anymore. It happens far too often that people only help when people they know are in trouble, and when it's a little farther away, the best they do is pray that the farmers out in Pampanga or wherever are doing well, and meanwhile they're just going back to their normal lives. And when people far too often think that the best they can do in situations where others are hurt is pray, when in fact that's not the best they can do. They can actually donate their stuff, donate food, donate clothes, and volunteer. So Ondoy and Pepeng are to me an eye-opener. Even though I wasn't affected much, it's a reminder that far too often people abuse prayer. In my opinion, I mean, I have no problem with prayer, I have no problem with God, as long as you don't use them to constrain the things you can do to help. The best you can do is not actually pray, the best you can do is put your two hands to work.
Well, during the time that Ondoy was spreading this damages to our country, we were actually sleeping, and we were living at 16th floor. So, I thought we were spared, but we're not. Because when we woke up, yung floor natin submerged na rin pala dahil nagdadrip yung mga water dun sa window. And then, pangit yung engineering ng building. So, fuck, yung 16th, this is 16th floor, ah. Everything, stove, TV, oh, as in, parang, do we live, ano, near the, ano, river, ano, parang, bakit ganun din, parang ganun. Although, mababa lang naman siya. So, this was, ano, yung comedy siya when I got back to work, kasi, ano, nag-absent ako ng Monday because nga, inaayos pa rin namin din siya. Pero nakakatawa kasi, all the people who were, ano, listening to my story, natatawa sila because it's 16th floor. And then, when we cross, nung lumabas kami ng building, kasi it's still brownout, paglabas namin dun sa may Panay Avenue and Mother Ignacia, that was the first time ever daw, since 1954, na nag-submerge yung buong street na yun. Almost, ano yata eh, 7 feet, parang ganun. Tapos yung mga bahay dun, na-drown talagang, yung mga roads, nasira yung ano, yung pavement niya. So, talagang, hindi spare, even nandun ka sa taas. Parang ganun siya. And then, pero afterwards, thanks to McDonald's, may wifi, free. So, nalaman namin, kasi talagang hinahanap na namin, inaalam na namin kung anong balita regarding dun sa Ondoy. Kasi, before that, I know that there will be a storm, pero hindi siya ganun kalakas. Thanks sa pag-asa, pinaasa niya ako na hindi totoo yung ano, sinabi niya na hindi siya magiging malakas dahil nga mahina lang daw yung ulan, pero a lot of ano, waterfall yung ibibigay niya. Kaya lang, sabi nila na wala pa daw kasi yung kanilang gamit na magsasabi kung gaano karami yung waterfall na yun. Kaya hindi daw nila na-assess. So, yun nga. So, for just 6 hours, 9 hours, binigay niya yung 1 month na rainfall na binibigay every sa average pala dito sa Pilipinas. So that makes a difference kung bakit yung mga dam yata ay hindi ko na sigurado kung ilan doon ang inopen at lalong nag-flood yung ibang mga areas na hindi naman nagpa-flood. But these things comes na mag-trigger siya para mag-isip ako, there is a lot of developments need to do. Even here in Manila na dapat na ito na yung pinaka-developed na area sa Pilipinas. So, it makes me feel ano sad lalo na grabe yung nangyayari na. Oo, nanginginig ako na nakakainis na see, eto pa andito tayo sa most ano urbanized na area dito sa Pilipinas and yet we feel this and we experience this. So parang ganon. And then when I open up the Facebook nung Sunday. So, nakakatuwa kasi maraming ano. Oh, no, I don't play Farmville. So, yun. I don't play Farmville. So, yun. Nakakatuwa yung ano, yung response ng mga tao. Pero just like what Frank say, na after nung rat ng Ondoy and then Pepeng comes, all the people were praying na lumihis siya. And then, well, God listen, I think. Lumihis nga siya. So, those people who prayed, do they feel guilty that the Lord or the God submerged a lot of ano farmers sa Pangasinan, a lot of those people na hindi kaya kagad makabalik compared to Manila, na mas sila pa yung pinagpray natin ba para mas matamaan? I don't know. These are the questions I want to ask them while praying this. Kasi those are people na mas mahirap maka-access sa food, mas mahirap makakabalik kaysa dito na nasa Maynila. So, yun lang yung mga questions ko sa kanila.
Hello. Okay, for the bad news, guys. The flood that happened in Metro Manila is not the sign of the second coming of Christ. That's the bad news. No one's going to say it has nothing to do with any coming or whatever. But here's the good news. The flood in Metro Manila happened. That's because MMDA is not doing a good fucking job. That's the reason, okay? MMDA is not doing a good job. Second, what's the good point about this flood? Well, the Bayanihan system is ready and alive again. That's one good news. Poor people, rich people helping each other. That's good. The bad news is, after the flood, the government only acted a day after the flood. It also shows that we don't have anything here in the Philippines or in the Metro Manila to prepare us to any disaster. Just imagine a flood. Now, what if an earthquake happened? What will we do? That's the problem. We don't have amphibious trucks, even those rubber boats to save those people. That's the problem. So, that's the things that happened last flood. Right? There's no Noah's Ark that will save us. It's just all about us. Okay, so as an atheist, what can I see in this flood? Is it a good news that God did this flood so people will work each other? No. It's only a good reason that the government did a fine job. That's it. There's no supernatural about it, and there's no moral benefit in this flood. The only thing that happened here is, rich guys got flooded, okay? Their collections, their money, everything washed out. So what's the moral issue about that? See, so it's the best thing here is we Filipino help each other, right? And if you're going to pray hard and wait for rescue, it's better you rescue yourself. Now, well, that's my comment. So okay, let's see what else I have got to say about this.
God, I have a message for you. Well, this morning. I went to church this morning, and I did give my offering. But then I remembered those victims of Ondoy and Pepeng. Well, how can they restart their lives? How can they pick up the pieces? Well, through my help. Through the help given by my fellow Filipinos. And I'm sorry, God, but I may have to give my tithes to those who really need the money. I might as well use the money for funding relief operations and to donate to those people who really need it.
Okay, another thought that just came to me at this moment was how prayer is hurting us. Because when something bad happens to the people around you, you have an urge. There's a tension that builds inside you that makes you want to help someone. And for some people, when they pray, they feel that the tension is lessened. They feel that somehow, if they really believe that prayer works, they will feel that they already helped and that tension will be less. And for some people, the tension will completely be erased. So
you're just reallocating.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that what if people didn't pray during this? People didn't pray for others during these typhoons. Maybe that way they would be helping out more in the real world instead of just wishing for things to happen. So that's something to think about. And here's John.
There's a saying, guys, two hands helping is better than a thousand hand claps in prayer. Claps in prayer. So let's all remember that, folks.
There's a joke that goes like that. A man was stranded on a roof by a flood, so he prays to God for help. A few minutes later, a man on a boat drives by and tries to rescue him. The man says, "No, I'm sure God will help me." And the guy in the boat goes away. A few hours later, and the water is waist high. This time, a rescue boat from the Coast Guard comes by and asks him if he needs help. The guy says, "No, I'm sure God will take care of me because I've been praying." And the Coast Guard goes away. A few hours later, the water is up to his neck. And a rescue helicopter flies in and asks if he needs help. He says, "No, I am sure God will take care of me." A few hours later, the man drowns. So he's disappointed, goes to God and goes, "God, why didn't you help me?" God goes, "What are you saying? I sent a guy in a boat, a coast guard in a helicopter. Why didn't you climb on?"
God works in mysterious ways. And
mysterious,
inefficient, cruel, and absurd ways.
If he does have a sense of vengeance, he's allowed to.
Yeah. And a couple of us, I mean, a bunch of us, decided that instead of praying, we'd rather do something productive for the victims. And here is Tanya.
What?
Who is shocked, but she needs to tell you about what happened when we volunteered.
Just tell the story.
We had a lot of fun. And yes, we found out we were really great at packing.
Yeah.
We packed really packers. Yeah, we're like master packers. We packed those relief goods like nobody's business. Yeah.
we packed them to next week.
Yeah. It's like, you know, one moment it's like they're bringing in the boxes of canned goods. And like a few minutes later, like, wow, where are they? They're all gone. They're all packed in like, you know, the relief bags ready for deployment. So that's what we found out. And
we packed them all.
Yeah, we had like so much fun. We, after the operations in UP were done, we went to find somewhere else to go. Yeah, yes, we started in the morning. Yeah, we started in the morning. We went to the ISCO operations in UP, and after, and you know, after we were done, and there was no more work to be done because everything was all packed. We had to go somewhere else to help some more, so we went to Akbayan in Quezon City, and there until there was no more to be done, yeah, until there was no more work to be done too, and then we went home, and it was a great day. They fed us. There was cake. Apparently, it was somebody's birthday, so well, that was a great experience.
I think it's somebody's birthday.
Okay, so. After this experience, or one of the good things that came out from this Ondoy and Pepeng thing is that we at Filipino Freethinkers realized that there's a lot to be done about disasters and about a lot of other problems besides praying. Like, for example, while we were volunteering at the Church of the Risen Lord, next door a mass was going on. So there, I would imagine there were maybe 100 people praying, while right next door to them, 15 people were answering those same prayers. I mean, how does that work? So, members of Filipino Freethinkers decided to get together and create Two Hands Working, which is a project of Filipino Freethinkers to get work done, to answer the prayers of people who need things done, need their problems solved. We went with a volunteer drive last weekend, and now we're trying to start a book donation drive for schools whose libraries were devastated. We're asking for donations to anyone who wants to give books for children. And after this, we'll try a whole lot of other things that can help people besides praying. Two hands working definitely does a whole lot more than 1,000 hands clasped in prayer. Two Hands Working, a project of Filipino Freethinkers, will be a demonstration of this fact, and also a demonstration that even without God, people can be good. Thank you. This is Filipino Freethinkers' third podcast, and have a good day.